Sergio Mendes, producer, composer, keyboardist, and vocalist, is one of the most internationally successful Brazilian artists of all time. He's recorded more than 35 albums, many of which went gold or platinum, and he's a three-time Grammy Award winner. In the 1980s, he held the number one adult contemporary and pop top 10 hit for Never Gonna Let You Go. In 1992, Sergio Mendes was awarded his first Grammy in the category of Best World Music. In 2012, Sergio Mendes received his first Oscar nomination in the music category for Real and Rio from the feature film Rio. In addition to being the executive music producer for the blockbuster film, he also contributed five songs to the movie. The soundtrack Rio, music from the motion picture, also featured recordings of Mascanada and Valsa Carioca. Sergio Mendes' iconic album, Herb Alpert Presents Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66, was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame, joining Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA, Dr. Martin Luther King's speech, I Have a Dream, and the Rolling Stones' Exile on Main Street in the 2012 class of historically significant recordings. He will be performing in Spokane on June 12th at 7:30 p.m. at the Martin Woldson Theater at Fox. So, Sergio, hello and welcome to A Shot of Jazz. How are you doing? How did you actually get started in music? Did music run in the family?
No, not really. My father was a doctor, and my mother was a housewife. And in those days in Brazil, it was very common to have the kids look to learn music. And so I started taking piano lessons, and I got an upright piano. And so I did the whole, not the whole course, but, classical music mainly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my beginning. And then after that, I started listening to jazz, and I fell in love with it. And so I started listening to jazz records and the great American jazz musicians. And at the same time, the bossa nova was starting to happen in Brazil, with the great songs, and I had a few groups, trio, quartets, playing all over Rio de Janeiro, and that was really my beginnings, from 7, when I started to play classic music, until 18, which was the time that bossa nova was starting.
Yeah. So who were your influences in those early years?
Well, I was listening to a lot of the pianists, like Art Tatum, Dave Brubeck, Thelonious Monk, all the great piano players, and Horace Silver. It was a great influence, and the great songs from United States, the classics from Irving Berlin and Cole Porter, and then Frank Sinatra and all that. So that was my, and at the same time, Antonio Carlos Jobim in Brazil, and the great melodies.
I know that everybody is really familiar with Brazil 66, but I know before that you had a band called Brazil 65, and you were hunted out, I guess, by A&M Records, or they came to listen to you. How did that all start?
Well, yeah, that's right. I did a couple of albums, Brazil 65 or 3, and we're rehearsing here in L.A. when Herb Alpert and Jerry Moss, they came to, in those days it was very common to have record companies come and visit bands that were rehearsing. And we met, and they invited me to join A&M, which was a great thing for me, a big help. And so we went to A&M. They were just starting. They had Herb and the Tijuana Brass, which was a huge success. So I was kind of the second artist that they signed. And it was a great ride. They're still very dear friends of mine. Herb married Lonnie, which was one of my singers. And we see each other, here in L.A. once a month or twice a month. And it's a wonderful, for me, I feel very lucky that I've met them. And they helped. A&M was a great place to be at that time.
Yeah, he was in Spokane not too long ago with Lanny Hall, and when I interviewed him, he mentioned you and his association and that, and Brazil 66. So I know you haven't let dust settle on you. You've been doing many things with the basic work that you've done before. You've been re-recording songs, and you've also been working with new artists. And also, you've got a you're working on a documentary and a new album for 2018.
That's right. Yes, we are very excited. We're starting here in the studio with the documentary. We went to Brazil, interviewed a lot of people, some of the people, my family, musicians, and writers, and then here in LA, they interview a lot of people. So it's a my journey.
And what's the album going to be that you're working on?
The album, of course, is very, very Brazilian. Great songs, very up tempo, very, very bright and danceable, and you know, the Brazilian music. A lot of guests from Brazil and from here.
Oh, very good. We'll be expecting great stuff when we hear it released.
Thank you. Next year, February of 2019.
Okay. Very good. So thank you very much for your time.
It's my pleasure talking to you. We're looking forward to come to Spokane again. Last time we were there, we played with the symphony orchestra, which was great. And so we're really looking forward. So I hope to meet you.
Okay, same here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And all the best.
Thank you. You too.